special dedication to tell y'all about. There's a series of shows going on this week that are dedicated to low-power FM radio. And I'll tell you about what low-power FM is. It's like non-commercial broadcasting, basically. And, the FCC is gonna maybe make room for a bunch of new licenses for very small stations. 10 watt, 100 watt, 1000 watt, and that'll be for community and rural areas and college areas. But they haven't decided to do it yet, and they need some pressure put on them. And we have a table outside where you can find more about it, or you can go to your computer, just look under Low Power FM on your search, and it'll come up some different websites. It's really important. We wouldn't be anywhere without non-commercial radio, honestly, anywhere. I've been to a lot of communities across the states, rural communities, where they have low-power FM stations that basically tie the whole community together with language programming and news about what roads are closed in a bad storm and all sorts of things. And it's a voice, you know, for the voices, basically. And radio has been completely taken over by corporations, and especially of late, we've seen, you know, very small amount of companies owning all the stations. And I will say that the National Association of Broadcasting is making a very big mistake in being so hard-headed and fighting this. And I want you guys to get involved. I think it's a winnable battle, and it's not just for musicians. It's for everyone that feels that they need a voice and that believes in communities and in infrastructures to help hold our communities together. So you guys check it out. And sing with us, please.
Galileo, King of Light. Say.